This is Christopher Howell reading Letting Things Go. So now I'm thinking about mushrooms, their curious smell and lightness, about the great adventure of not knowing exactly which were poison and which would get you off like Flash Gordon in a purple car, about how we wandered pastures plucking and praying for the wild ride that seldom came. And in that connection, I have to think of 1974, Montana Bill and I driving all the way to Manzanillo in a Dodge van to present my manuscript of poems to John Muir Publications at their annual conference and drug fest. After days of negotiation, it was agreed I would read to the 20 or more principal mavens of the group, including Muir himself, and they would decide. We gathered around a single huge table out under the stars, and I opened my manuscript. But first, Muir said, we should get into the mood, and began to load his pipe with a weed and psilocyba mexicana mixture which everyone smoked until their eyes were huge, pulsing zeros. Then I read. It was like hollering into a vat of butter, like singing to Martians about the stock exchange. When, after 300 years, I finished, they nodded into themselves, looked around, and went off toward the beach. 2 days later, the managing editor collared me and said, well, they thought I should talk to you because we're about the same height. So, it's like this. We know you're a good poet, and we'd really like to help you out, but you're into holding on to things, and we're into letting things go.